Blog Talk Radio.
While the number of people getting the COVID-19 vaccine in Mississippi has increased over the past couple of weeks, the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread rapidly throughout the state, forcing health officials to turn to the federal government and a humanitarian organization for help. The state's health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, said Wednesday during a press conference that he is happy to see more people getting vaccinated because vaccination is the only way out of the pandemic.
We are really happy to see an increase in our vaccination rates. We did over 71,000 vaccinations last week, and over 50,000 of those were first-time doses. This is going to pay huge dividends in a few weeks, but it's not going to make a difference this week or even next week. This is something that's going to help us in the fall, in September. But still, this is a critical first step to making sure that we're protecting these folks, right? Because COVID's not going anywhere in the near future. And it's also going to help us suppress the transmission that's occurring in a rampant manner throughout the state of Mississippi.
Dr. Dobbs said the number of COVID infections and hospitalizations in Mississippi over the past month has exceeded all previous peaks. This has put a strain on the state's severely understaffed healthcare system and its schools. Mississippi's Department of Health reported that as of August 16, almost 8,000 Mississippians have died from COVID, including 5 children under the age of 18. A disproportionate number of these deaths have been in the Black community. Unlike last year, Dr. Dobbs said most of the people being hospitalized now are people under the age of 50 who are unvaccinated. There has also been another surge of COVID infections in long-term care facilities like nursing homes, but this time the infections are largely among unvaccinated staff, not the residents who have been vaccinated. Dr. Dobbs said this is indicative of the effectiveness of the vaccine. State epidemiologist Dr. Paul Byers said there has been an overwhelming number of COVID cases among students and teachers. The latest data show that nearly 6,000 students and almost 1,500 teachers and staff have tested positive for COVID since schools opened in August. This has forced some schools to return to virtual learning. Dr. Byers said a lot of students have also had to be quarantined.
Since school began, we now have over 20,000 kids that are currently under quarantine, and that was for the week of August 9th through August 13th, and you can see that these are dramatic numbers.
Despite calls by some health and school officials for the governor to issue a statewide mask mandate, Governor Tate Reeves reiterated last week that he is staunchly opposed to issuing any kind of mask or vaccine mandate, leaving it up to school districts to decide for themselves. Mississippi has struggled with staffing shortages in its healthcare system long before COVID, but the pandemic has made things worse. Hospital officials say they need over 1,400 medical personnel to meet the demand for care. Dr. Alan Jones, Associate Vice Chancellor for Clinical Affairs at the University of Mississippi Medical Center, said in a separate news conference that fluctuations in staff is a major issue.
At the end of the day, we're not only faced with not being able to hire enough staff because so many staff members have left, you know, nurses have left the state, but today we have 70 hospital employees and another 20 clinic employees that are out on quarantine or have COVID. So our challenges are not necessarily that we haven't been able to, you know, keep somewhat of a pace up with what we need, but that we are also the victim of what everybody else is, and that is the fact that this virus is spreading around very rapidly. So we're hopeful that, you know, we can get people to wear masks and get vaccinated and kind of stay away from each other, and that this rapid rate of rise that we're seeing will peak or plateau pretty quickly here so that we don't get into a situation where there is nowhere to transfer a patient at all, and we have to stop ambulances.
Dr. Jones said that the medical center's pediatric hospital is also full. In an effort to shore up the state's healthcare system and meet the demand for care, the state will be getting an influx of nurses, physicians, and other critical medical personnel from the federal government. The medical center has also partnered with Samaritan's Purse to open another field hospital Wednesday in a parking garage in Jackson, Mississippi. This is the second field hospital that the medical center has opened in less than a week in a parking garage to deal with the overflow of patients. Samaritan's Purse is a Christian organization known for providing disaster relief around the world. The organization is also providing a field hospital in Haiti, where nearly 2,000 people were reportedly killed and thousands more injured after a devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake wreaked havoc on the country on August 14. Dr. Dobbs urged residents who test positive for COVID to talk to a doctor about getting monoclonal antibody treatment, which he said can reduce their risk of hospitalization by over 80% and substantially reduce their risk of dying. Provisions have been made for people who need the treatment but do not have health insurance. This is Shirley Smith reporting for Your Voice Matters.